the amount you drink in it, I think anything. That's probably good. You have something a little mixed in with it.
I like to think of it as the calcium in that cream. That's good for you, right?
That's very optimistic.
Right?
All right. Thanks. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the chambers of the Portland City Council. Today is Thursday, June 21st, 2012, and we have a full agenda. Can you please read the items associated with consideration of adopting the city's budget?
Shall I take the roll first?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Leonard. Fritz.
Here.
Adams.
Here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. Can you please read the items related to consideration of the city's budget for adoption?
734, conduct a proposed use hearing on state shared revenue. 735, certify that certain services are provided by the city to establish eligibility for state shared revenues. 736, approve accepting funds from the state of Oregon under the state revenue sharing program for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2012 and ending June 30, 2013. 737, approved renaming Parks Capital Construction and Maintenance Fund to Parks Capital Improvement Program Fund and renaming the Portland Parks Memorial Trust Fund to Portland Parks Memorial Fund. And renaming the Local Improvement District Construction Fund to Local Improvement District Fund.
I don't know. Why are you?
738, adopt the annual budget of the city and establish appropriations for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2012 and ending June 30, 2013. 739, approve levying taxes for the city for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2012 and ending June 30, 2013. 740, amend tree regulations to change the effective date from February 1, 2013 to July 1, 2013.
Hi, would you please take us through the run of show for the portion related to the adoption of the city's budget?
I will, and one thing I will note is we will need a fourth commissioner for many of the items on
today's agenda. Hopeful. So, we are hopeful. Sergeant of Arms, could you go bring them in? Yep. The other commissioners, could you let them know we need them?
Either one is fine.
Thank you. You're very kind.
We will just very quickly, there are a number of steps that we'll do today to formally adopt the city's budget. We'll first be conducting a proposed use hearing on state shared revenues. This is something we're required to do every year to talk about how we will be using state shared revenues. We'll then have a resolution that certifies that we meet the eligibility to use these state shared revenues. Again, this is a state budget requirement that we pass a resolution. We'll then have an ordinance to accept state shared revenues. So there's a number of items here just to get our $12 million from the state. So then we'll accept the state shared revenues. We then have an ordinance that renames three different funds. And then finally, we get to the heart of the matter, which will be the actual ordinance to adopt the 12-13 budget. And we'll have a substitute at that time that I think the mayor will introduce. And then the very final action council will take today is consider an ordinance to levy taxes for the city of Portland. So anyway, that's what we're going to go through. And so I think we start off with the...
This hearing is being held by the City Council of Portland, Oregon, in compliance with the provisions of the State Revenue Sharing Regulations, Oregon Revised Statutes 221.770. It is to allow citizens to comment on the proposed use of these funds in conjunction with the annual budget process as proposed for City Council adoption. The fiscal year 2012-2013 budget anticipates receipt totaling $12,882,863 from state revenue sharing under ORS 221770. As has been the case in prior years, it is proposed that this revenue be allocated in equal parts to support fire prevention and police patrol services. Is there anyone here today who wishes to be heard on this subject? Hearing none, I am now closing the hearing to discuss proposed uses of state revenue sharing. We will now consider the resolution to certify that the city meets eligibility requirements for state revenue sharing. Can you please call the vote on the resolution?
Fish. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard? Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Resolution is approved. All right. That gets us to, can you please call the vote on emergency ordinance number 736, approving accepting funds from the state of Oregon?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard. Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Approved. Can you please read, or did you read the title of 737? You did. Can you please call the vote on emergency ordinance item 737?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard. Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 737 is approved. Can you please call the vote on, is this the substitute?
This is the substitute, yeah.
Okay, I move why don't you describe what's going on in the substitution before I move anything?
Sure. So there's a substitute document that I think has been passed around to everyone just very recently. We took a final look at the adopted budget, and we need to make a series of technical adjustments, basically to the OMF reserve fund reductions to assure that the reserves that are coming out of the OMF reserve funds are going to the appropriate places. Overall, this has resulted in the need to use an additional $300,000 roughly out of general fund contingency in order to balance. And I think that in our discussions with the mayor, we believe we're going to be able to replace that $300,000 in general fund contingency from additional lending fund balance once we end the year. We'll have more certainty on that after we close the books on the year and see where all the revenue numbers come up. But we're reasonably confident we'll be able to do that. And I think also in conversations that we've had with council and the mayor, to the extent there is additional funding available, we'd also be looking to boost contingency even higher than what it was in the approved budget. Just to remind you, the approved budget you passed almost a month ago now had a $600,000 general fund contingency, so this action will take that down to $300,000, again, with the intent of replacing those funds.
And we'll do that in the fall bump, right?
We can do it in the fall bump. You could even potentially do it earlier if there's a need to do it earlier.
We'll do it earlier. Yep. Great. Anyone wish to comment on this item? Council discussion? Sue, can you please call the vote I moved to substitute.
Second.
I moved and seconded to substitute. Sue, can you call the vote on the motion to substitute?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Motion to substitute has been approved. Can you please call the vote on item number 738, the substituted emergency ordinance?
Actually, so that was a motion, right, to fully substitute. I think we now need a motion to consider the changes in the approved budget in that substitute attachments B, C, and D. Is that what you just asked for?
No, we just moved the substitute, so that should have moved all the changes as far as I know.
I think we're good.
And now we are now voting on the substituted. We're now voting on the substitute item 738.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, this is the major item in this packet, and I need to take note. Thank you, Andrew Scott and Jeremy Patton, for your diligence on this. The whole of the staff, both in the Office of Management and Finance and throughout all the bureaus, this has been yet another very challenging budget process. And the budget we're adopting with this vote represents some significant sacrifices as well as some significant opportunities. And our citizens engage diligently with us in puzzling through the different cuts and add-backs, and we appreciate the engagement that we had. The staff in both non-represented and represented positions have also been fully engaged. And the taxpayers and ratepayers who are funding this budget, which provides services, have been fully engaged also. And I'm very grateful that we have the resources we do, recognizing that we don't have the resources to do absolutely everything that everybody wanted. But I have appreciated being part of this process, and I thank Mayor Adams for your leadership. Aye.
Adams.
I'm going to give comments on, use 740 as a proxy for overall comments. So I'll just vote now. So approved, aye. Can you please call the vote for emergency ordinance item number 739 regarding taxes?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Sorry, 740 is on trees, so I'm going to use 739 as the proxy. Thank you to the to everyone at OMF, Jack, Rich, Andrew, Jeremy, everyone except our economist who didn't come through as enough money for me. No, I'm teasing. Thank you all very much. You worked tirelessly for like 3-4 months, and I want you to know how much I appreciate it. This was a difficult budget. It was my toughest budget, and couldn't have done it without the individual contribution of each and every one of you. So thank you, and special thanks to Andrew for your great leadership of the team. We appreciate it. Aye. All right.
Thank you, Mayor.
We're done. Give yourselves a round of applause. A little more enthusiasm, Lisa. I didn't see that. It's like, you need a nap, don't you?
Or a drink.
All right. Can you please read the title for non-emergency ordinance 740?
Amend tree regulations to change the effective date from February 1, 2013 to July 1, 2013.
Commissioner Fish?
Well, it's self-explanatory, Mayor. We're just delaying the effective date until July 1, 2013.
Would you be open to just put the emergency on it?
I'd be happy to.
Okay. Move applying the emergency?
Second.
So moved and seconded. I think that might help with continuity. Motion's on the floor. Sue, can you please call the vote on the motion to apply the emergency? The emergency is applied for the health and safety of the residents of the city of Portland, Oregon.
Fish.
Aye.
How do I do, Randy?
Thank you. Salzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Emergency has been applied. Can you please call the vote on item number 740?
Do we need to take testimony if there's...
Does anyone wish to testify on 740?
We kind of skipped over that. On the others?
No, I asked.
No? Okay.
I was thinking.
I think it was part of the script, but that's okay.
Anyone wish to testify in any matter? All right.
Thank you.
I guess I'm looking out and seeing one very good journalist and public employees. So.
Great. Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Good public employees.
Good public employees.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
So there was a good public process on whether or not to delay, and in particular the Citywide Land Use Group, the Development Review Advisory Committee, and the Urban Forestry Commission all were contacted, and although not happy with the delay, I think our understanding of the reasons for it. Particularly commend Commissioner Fish and his Chief of Staff, Hannah Kuhn, who've been working on this very diligently. Also Commissioner Saltzman and Environmental Services, figuring out how to make our new policies work smoothly when we do implement them. So I appreciate taking the time to get it right. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. So approved. Can you please read the titles for 741, 742? Right. 743 and 744.
741, update solid waste and recycling collection code to extend the timeline for clean fleet collection vehicle replacement by 2 years and allow greater flexibility in meeting the timelines. 742, adopt process for limited short-term exemptions from storing containers in the right-of-way for extreme economic hardships. 743, provide confidential treatment for complainant names and contract information submitted to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability as allowed under Oregon law. 744, update solid waste and recycling collection code to ensure the collection of high-quality recyclable and compostable materials.
Okay, explanation here. After consultation with my colleagues on the City Council and learning about the full tools available to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability right now, I am not pursuing administrative authority for the Bureau to be able to levy fines. I'm not pursuing that, and I want to make sure that that legislative intent is on the record. Who's got a copy of my memo that I sent out? I don't. I just want to enter that into the record. So we'll get a copy of that to enter it into the record. The first year of experience with the changed garbage and recycling service is, so if you could give that to Sue, is Halloween, October 31st of this year. We will be issuing a report in November as to the first year efforts, get feedback from all involved, and have a council discussion on how things are working. So that's our plan, and until then, this does give, maintains the administrative authority, and I want to make sure that this legislative intent is very clear for the director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to be able to problem solve for any account holder in the collection system that is having trouble meeting the current programs. So, for example, if someone has an individual in their home who is producing a large number of, let's say, diapers, and the person cannot accommodate it with the size of can they have now, and let's say that individual has is suffering from economic stress, that we are giving the authority on a case-by-case basis to the bureau manager to, for example, increase the size of the can without necessarily increasing the cost. So this gives her the full authority on a case-by-case basis to make this system work for folks and to deal with any unique circumstances. So any questions about the legislative intent of what we're considering? All right, Sue, can you please call the vote? Or does anyone wish to testify on any of these, 741, 42, 43, 44?
Don't these go to a second reading?
They are already second reading.
Yeah, they're already second reading. And they don't require, with legislative intent put into the record, they don't require any changes. All right, Sue, can you please call the vote on 741?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
This one is on extending the timeline for cleaner trucks, the diesel burning, the cleaner diesel fuel. It will reduce the rate impact of moving to cleaner trucks from 90 cents to 35 cents next year, and yet still requires the cleaner building burning trucks to be installed. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 741 is approved. Can you call the vote for 742?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
This one is on limited short-term exemptions for the storage containers in the right-of-way, and I want to commend the Bureau of Planning staff who've been working on this for years. Also, Dan Anderson of the Northwest District, who likewise has been very, very diligent. And even up until today, both Daniel sending in more comments and the Bureau of Planning giving me written responses to those. So I celebrate. This is actually the end of, I believe, of containers in the right-of-way after decades, I think, that you've been working on this.
160 years.
Possibly so, yeah, since the beginning of the city. And it I think, is a constructive and fair and reasonable approach, and I very much appreciate all the work that's been gone into this. Congratulations. Aye.
Adams.
Thanks to everyone on staff who has dealt with this issue. It really is been a problem for I think the entire history of the city, so happy to vote aye. Approved. Can you please call the vote for 743?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
This matches the rest of our procedures for confidentiality and reporting. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 743 is approved. Can you please call the vote for 744?
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Appreciate the mayor setting out his legislative intent in putting the rules in the code. It is important to have the rules in the code so that everybody knows what goes where and it's clear to be referenced. I also appreciate the legislative intent that we are not enacting the garbage police, that we're going to be working with folks to help and encourage and, if necessary, assist financially with bigger cans if that's necessary. So I think there's been some good discussion on the council on this issue. I also remember when we had the report from the pilot project neighbors who had been had the project for a year already, that we had one neighbor who came and said that they invited the family living next door who had seven children and lots of diapers, that they said, we don't need all the space in our cans once every 2 weeks or once a month, and so you're welcome to do that. And so there is that capacity for community building with this new program to sort and see who has capacity, who needs capacity. And that can be a very good thing if we work together as Portlanders, which we're so good at doing. So thank you to the mayor for your leadership on this. Aye.
Adams.
If folks are having trouble with the current provision of services, they need only look at any city vehicle for the phone number to call, 503-823-4000. They'll be transferred to the appropriate section of the city, and we will send people out. We've got great master recyclers, like master gardeners, that are trained through the OSU Extension Service. So we've got a lot of volunteers that want to go out and help you make it work. And if it doesn't work, we have now empowered our bureau manager for those in need who really can't make it work to provide the relief that is needed. So happy to get this going. Aye. 744 is approved, and everything else is a time certain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're in recess for however many minutes that is.
Oops.